Today on Real Radio.
Listen to verse 8. It says, it will be health to your flesh. Isn't that good? Health to your flesh. Obey God. Imagine that. Your heart rate might go down.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series on the parables of Jesus. We're looking at a parable that's found only in Luke's gospel. It's the parable of the rich fool. It was told by Jesus when he was asked to step in and help settle a financial dispute. Now, this parable is chock full of wisdom, addressing how we are to have a more eternal perspective when handling what God has given to us. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now, with more in a mini-series called The Parable of the Rich Fool.
And then the same thing about knowledge. You acquire knowledge for what? Well, I want all these letters behind my name. Well, wait, God gave you knowledge. Go use it. We're back to Proverbs still. Lean not on your own understanding, verse 6, in all, how many ways? In all your ways, acknowledge, consult him first. You guys, Proverbs 3, verses 5, technically verses 5 through 8, is the key to success. I mean, if I was to ever have a 12-step program for you, I'd just shave it down to 6. Because there's in verses 5 to 8, there's 6 steps. What I believe is to success. What kind of success? Any kind of success God has planned for you, whatever that might be, right? Think of it. Everybody, are you with me? You're so quiet tonight. What's the deal? Well, I want this. I want that. No. We're Christians. God, you do whatever you want in my life. I have to tell you, I'm very pleased what God has done in my life for this reason. My mom wanted me to be an attorney. And that was a big deal. But I wanted to be an airline pilot. And so she didn't get what she wanted. I didn't get what I wanted. But this I knew all along the way from being little. I wanted to be rich. I wanted to be a rich lawyer or a rich airline pilot. And you know what's cool? I didn't become an attorney and I didn't become a pilot, airline pilot. Instead, God interrupted my life, which at the moment, if he would have said, can I do this? What do you think I would have said to him? No way. He interrupted my life and wound up calling me to do something that I never would have picked or even desired, this. And you know what? The older I get, the riches that God is doing in my life, someday I'm gonna get so rich someday that when I leave here, I mean, think every day I get to walk with Jesus, I get richer. And then I'm gonna be so rich that the Lord's going to say, it's time to come home, Jack. Come on. And I'm going to enter into the glory of the Lord. But listen, whatever money I have, that stays behind. It doesn't get to come with me. But through Jesus, I get to live my life right now in whatever opportunities or resources I have. I get to send those up ahead before I arrive. By using whatever we can for him, I'm going to arrive someday at those eternal treasures that he has concluded for me, and the same he's doing for you. Yes. We're still in Proverbs, though. Acknowledging him, and he shall direct your paths. Guaranteed. Foolproof. Foolproof. By the way, if you're counting, number one was trust. Number two, lean not. Number three, acknowledge. Number four is found in verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes, like this guy was. What am I going to do? build bigger barns. Ah, I've got so much. Now, look, don't anybody let this get out publicly, because I don't mean it to be mean. But you know who I thought of? And he may be a great guy. I don't know him. Don't want to know him. But you know who's got buildings of cars? Yeah, you knew it. Jay Leno. I'm sure he's a great guy. I don't know. I'm assuming. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He's got buildings with vintage, remarkable cars. And sometimes it depends on the weather. He'll drive a certain car and depends. He flips a coin. Sometimes he feels like a, 1922 Porsche. Sometimes he feels like a 71, Mustang. And he'll just drive around Burbank, whatever he wants to. And that's fine. You make $40 million a year, you can do that stuff. That's fine. The thing is, I hope, because he's a nice guy. I'm hoping that he's paying that kind of attention. Imagine, how cool would it be? It's like, oh man, Jay Leno, he makes all that money. He's got all those cars. It's too bad he wasn't rich toward God. What if Jay Leno's up in heaven and says, oh man, those cars were nothing. Those were just like this. I invested all the rest of this in the kingdom of God. What if that happened? That'd be cool. But what you want to be very, very careful about is not to be wise in your own eyes, thinking, well, this is it. Now we've arrived. Number five is fear the Lord. Be in awe of God. Not in awe of you. I'm so in awe of me. Now, nobody would ever say that. I don't think. I hope not. But we've known people like that. They didn't have to say it, right? So the Bible says, be in awe of God. Wow. Number six, here it is, right? Depart from evil. Really? Can't I be a Christian and live like I used to live? How about, can I be a Christian and kind of devolve and kind of let some of the world into my life? And can I? No. Think of that. Well, there was a time when I used to walk the straight and narrow with God, but then I became wise, in my own opinion. And I decided to let a little bit of evil back into my life because I could handle it. It's like that guy in Florida that had that little snake. Did you read about that guy? He had a little snake, just right out of the egg. I mean, it looked like a worm. There's worms bigger than that snake. And it grew up, it got bigger. And you get used to it. It's cute. How you think a snake is cute? You're nuts, but look, look, it didn't go good with Adam and Eve and a snake. That should be a lesson right there. So this guy in Florida, the snake gets bigger and bigger, and it turns out that it's a cobra. But it's kind of hard to part with such a, I just remember he had a little bottle. I don't know how you, I'm just making that up, but he loved the snake. Now, it's amazing. Talk about, two not being in the same agreement together. He loved the snake. Can you imagine snake? Do you love him? I'm working on that. Later. The guy came home from work one day. The cobra went after him, struck him down. He laid on the kitchen floor. He was able to call 911, but he went completely paralyzed. He could hear everything, but he could not move one bit of his body. And the guy was completely disabled. He was conscious and aware of everything. But he couldn't blink his eyes. He could hardly breathe. He almost suffocated. He wound up living, and that's how we know the story. It went into print. But it was such a cute little thing. And I brought it in my house. And you should have seen it when it would try to go down the hallway. Isn't that amazing? Think about it. You say, well, that's ridiculous. Some people are like this with sin. Just a little thing. Just a widow sin. Who's it going to hurt? And it bit him. Listen to verse 8. It says, it will be health to your flesh. Isn't that good? Health to your flesh. Obey God. Imagine that. Your heart rate might go down. You can throw away Melanta and you can grow some fingernails. And strength to your bones. Think of that. My doctor tells me, he told me that he thinks over 60, 70% of the patients that he sees, they're stress-related illnesses. Think of it. Maybe you're a doctor in here tonight, and you go, man, that's true. I mean, think about it. People worry themselves sick. They get sick. They can't process food right. Everything, it's just destroying you. Hey, listen, the Bible says trust in the Lord. So here's another question. Do you think that his process and his decision-making felt right to him? Absolutely. Absolutely it did. Second thing is, listen, God was not in his plans. He was self-sufficient in his own right. Self-sufficient. I will pull down my barns and build greater. I'm going to have to get a bigger house. I got to get 10-car garage. I got to get all these storage units. I've got so much stuff. Or it may be not any of that stuff. It may just be we got to get more banks to store our money. And again, I'm not knocking any of that. Unless we hoard it to ourselves, it becomes a curse. Self-sufficient in his own right. The third thing in verse 18 is this. We'll get the third point next week together. But look at verse 18. He was self-insured in his own security. He says, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. Listen, the Bible says in Exodus 20, verse 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. Think about that. Well, why not? I heard somebody tell me quite a few years ago, but I've never forgotten it. All you Christians, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. You guys don't get to do anything. That's what the guy told me. Wow, think of that. So in my notes, I wrote down here, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. And I remember that man. So I wrote down, why not? The simple answer is because it doesn't belong to you, stupid. It's not your house. By the way, some of you who are in college right now, I'm gonna freak you out because you're not getting taught this in school. I know this. Exodus 20, verse 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. That's an argument for private ownership. Did you know God's into private ownership? People today, 30 years of age and under, they don't get that. No, communal, communism, socialism. Hasn't the world tried that enough? Did you know God's into private ownership? So you shouldn't covet your neighbor's house because it's not yours. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Why not? Because she's not yours. Oh man, it's so narrow. This path is so narrow. This Christian path. Unbelievable. Nor shall you covet your neighbor's male servant. Well, why not? Because he doesn't work for you. Think of that. Well, we don't have servant. Okay, employees. Think of that. Don't covet your competition's employees. Nor his female servant, nor his ox, or his truck. That would be his truck. His truck or his donkey. That would be his like, you know, F-150, smaller. Nor anything that is your neighbor's. Well, why not? Because now you've crossed the line and you have a problem with idolatry. You want everybody's stuff. Turn to 1 Timothy 6. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. So I want to be rich. Here's the answer. Godliness, follow Jesus with contentment. Be satisfied with what you have. That's great wealth. You'll love it. You'll love it. Whatever God gives you as you follow him, you will love it in the right sense. You'll be so happy. You say, man, you know what? Have you ever seen people that have this little, they got this little thing, whatever it is, opposed to if you're successful, it's big. If it's a big, big, big mansion on a hill, and this guy's got a little, little box of a house in the valley, the guy up on the hill's not happy. And the guy in the little valley with the little house, he's so happy. How is that? Have you ever seen that? How is it? God-centeredness. Verse 7, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Is that cool? Is that not perfectly true? Wow. There was a guy in Forest Lawn or Rose Hills, I forget where, a long time ago. You can look it up online. They have pictures of it. The guy was buried in his Ferrari. I think he had to buy 6 plots of graves for his Ferrari to go inside. And there was a very famous actress, I forget her name, back in the like 20s. She was buried in a Rolls Royce or something in L.A. All these people live in L.A. Listen, where are you going to drive that? Where are you going to drive the Ferrari around? It's Ferrari red. It'll go great in hell, but you can't drive it. It's red. Red, you can't drive it there. You can't do that. You can't drive it around heaven either. There's no smog there. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Destruction is destruction. Perdition is you slip away spiritually. Verse 10, for the love of money, not riches, the love of riches is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some, having strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. This is amazing. As we end, because we just read verse 7, it says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we will carry nothing out. It wasn't long when Paul the Apostle authored 1 Timothy by the Holy Spirit. He's Jewish, remember. Of course, God is Jewish, if you think about it. Or God, think about that. Jesus came as a Jew. Egypt is always in the Jewish mind. Are you with me? And who commanded Egypt? Pharaoh. And when Pharaoh died, what did they do? They buried him with furniture, big baskets of corn and peas. Seeds, wheat, everything. He's got all that stuff. Sometimes they would put his horse with him. They would kill his horse. Oh, that's nothing. Are you kidding? Listen, sometimes, and this is still done in some cultures, when the Pharaoh died, they had his wife killed because he was going to need her in the next world. There's some religions that still practice that today in some areas. When the guy dies, the wife dies. And they bury her with him. Yikes. But why? Because he's going to need her in the next world. Pharaoh's going to need his horse. I'm serious. These are smart people. They built the pyramids. Hello? Oh, he's going to need some seeds. Like the Pharaoh knows how to plant seeds. Think of it. Do you see how crazy this is? Oh, it's for the world to come. No wonder, Paul says, it is certain. that no one's going to carry any of this stuff out of life.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a study called The Parable of the Rich Fool. It's a very close look at this section of Scripture known as Luke chapter 12, The Parable of the Rich Fool, part of Pastor Jack's series of lessons called The Parables of Jesus, which will continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. Now, we want to let you know about an event coming up here at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, and who better to tell us about it than Pastor Jack himself. Now, Pastor Jack, you and I have a lot of fun here on the radio chit-chatting back and forth, but when it comes to worldview, we get serious. This is a serious topic for you.
Worldview is my thing. And believe it or not, my friend, it's your thing. Every bit of your thinking is based upon the worldview that you have formed.
Yeah.
It could have been a worldview that knowingly or unknowingly you formed because you grew up in a home of atheism,
yeah,
or religion or Christianity or nothingness. But you have a worldview. And listen, today more than ever, I believe that we're mandated from the Bible, and I can prove that, where not only should the Christian and the church have a biblical worldview and really be public about it,
yeah,
but sad today, one of the great things that's killing the church today is many of you may attend a church where the ministry that you're involved in, the church that you go to, they don't even address worldview issues.
Yeah.
Worldview is issues like racism in light of the Bible, homosexuality. What does the Bible say about such things? And what about social justice or some of these things that are really reshaping,
right,
the way some Christians are thinking? We need to get back to the Bible, and that's why we're having this conference called Engage. Listen, it's gloves off, no goofing around, taking the Bible and infusing it into your life so that you would leave this conference being able to answer honestly, lovingly, with a biblical worldview, the challenges that you deal with every day.
So many times I get into a conversation, I go, where do I go from here? So let's get people out to this Engage conference,
yeah,
so you can learn how to talk to people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every single day on a normal level. It's Friday, July 17th, 6:30 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Saturday the 18th from 9 in the morning till 5:30 in the afternoon. Who's going to be with us?
Well, some really good speakers. One of them is a guy that just every time he opens his mouth, I just I'm impressed, and that's Frank Turek.
Okay.
Many of you may have already heard or seen Frank Turek do his thing. And when I say do his thing, Frank is such a gifted speaker and defender of the faith. His logic, his reason, again, his biblical worldview,
yeah,
is so powerful. And I want everybody to really hear him argue the biblical truth. You know, we've got Jeff Myers with us, who is the founder and president of Summit Ministries, a life-changing work that he's doing. Just a great word is going to be coming from Jeff. And listen, some of you have heard of a gentleman who's running for president.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Ted Cruz.
Right.
I've had the wonderful opportunity to meet Ted Cruz on numerous occasions back in Washington, D.C. I've heard him give some amazing Bible devotions. Ted Cruz, mind you.
Yeah.
Well, he's not speaking.
All right. His dad, though.
His dad is.
Yeah, I love this
guy. Let me tell you something. Rafael Cruz will blow your mind.
Yeah.
You will see why Ted Cruz is such a good man of integrity when you meet his dad.
Yeah.
Come on out and hear Rafael Cruz. And then we have with us Alan Schlemann, who's from Stand to Reason, a great ministry, able to argue the defense of the faith, the accuracy and reasonableness of God's word in our culture today. Davey, personally, I tell you what, I mean, this is such a great event. There's no fee. We've got some generous people who've made it possible,
yeah,
for this thing to be free. Okay?
Can I throw in here real quick? Admission is free,
yeah,
but you got to register.
You got to register,
everybody. We want to make sure you have a seat. So just call us and get a hold of us. Tell us you want to be here. If you need more info, you want to register, go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and then click on the Engage conference link.
Yeah.
It's real simple. We'd love you to be here, and we need to know that you're coming.
And bring someone with you. Space is limited. We have 3,000 seats, so come on out.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.